4HKX, N4ZLK. N4ZLK, clear.
Talk to you tonight, Shane. Good evening, Shane. N0TR.
There, stranger. Haven't heard you in a while. N0TR, N4ZLK.
I'm 160 for 24 minutes there a minute ago on CW. Whew, that old boy I was talking to was over in Georgia. He liked to wore my arm out, Shane. I wasn't looking for a conversational CW contact. It's a lot different than working DX.
You got to beat out a whole sentences, don't you? I'm sorry, I can't speak tonight. When you're carrying on a conversation on CW, it takes a lot longer.
My age. He was really a nice fella and really interesting. I was looking at his webpage here on QRZ, and while we was talking, the dog ran in and knocked the heater over, he said, and so he missed some of it. But for the most part, we was probably running about 28 words a minute, but it looks like he's got one big motorcycle. I don't know what it is, a Buell or something. And a Suzuki looks like about a 650, like my neighbor bought the other day. And the old equipment that he just got, and it looks really nice. And a big picture of his dog. I see in his, he lives in a flying community. He's got two airplanes. One of them's a racing airplane. The other one looks about like a one RV, a boat, and a one-man helicopter. And, boy, that racing plane looks like something you'd take out to Las Vegas and race. And this guy is, he would be 71 years old, Shane.
Thinking about all the upkeep on all that equipment and toys and stuff. I mean, I can't say I wouldn't mind having the money to have all that, but I don't know if I could keep it up. You'd have to pay somebody to take care of it.
You get older, I'm afraid. It was the first good long QSO I had in a long time, and I can see right now I'm getting rusty. I need to practice up. I'm just used to a normal exchange and conversation, which, you know, is your RST and all. Your rig here is this, and your name and location. I think he lived in south of Atlanta. Let me look at the name of the town. Oh, not familiar around here, but it was Eatonton, Georgia. And his nickname was Rick Abercrombie, and one of the nicest friends my dad ever had was Abercrombie. I'll never forget that as I was a kid. They were both railroaders, you know. But anyways, it was fun. And he gave me a good report on my new 160 vertical that I just got back up not too long ago. And I haven't used hardly any.
One you and Bernice put up?
I put it up first as far as I had everything done. I had the counterpoise done. But Chad come out and shot the antenna, but I had that 22-gauge copper-clad steel, and I didn't like it. And anyways, about 2 weeks later, it broke. So I ordered some of this 7-strand insulated copper-clad steel from Georgia, because the wireman didn't have any. So I ordered it from HRO and put it, me and Bernice put it back up. And it's really up there nicely now, but I haven't had a chance to use it much because it's just a winter band, you might say. You don't hear, it's too staticky in the summer. So it's just now starting to come on some right now, Shane. What are you up to tonight?
I don't know if I told you or if you heard, but about 6 or 7 weeks ago, I switched to a night run. I'm going to Atlanta every night. Come in and make one local pickup, then I take to Spartanburg, and then come back to Greenville and head down to Atlanta. So that's, I'm coming back into Greenville now from Spartanburg. I thought about you this morning. I was doing some Morse code practice. I got kicked out of my radio room there for about a month and a half. My son and daughter-in-law and grandbaby were staying with us. They kind of just didn't really have to move in with us. They had a place, but it was real cramped, and they were waiting on a new place to open up. And they were staying with us, and I lost my access to my radio for about a month and a half. So got behind on the Morse code practice, so I started that back up yesterday morning, and boy, I did terrible. But anyway, I heard a station calling this morning. He was a AC0, and I can't remember the other two. It was a 2x2, a guy from Kansas, and I thought about you. I almost went back to him. He was calling slow enough that I could copy him pretty well, but I was afraid I'd get into something that some letters I hadn't learned yet, or hadn't learned at the, you know, proper speed. But I almost did it. I almost bit the bullet.
A person always remembers that first one, I'll tell you for sure. I was the same way exactly. And the only time I ever got called on it, Shane, is I sent CQ one night, and I was up to about, I just got my general license, and I sent CQ on probably 40 meters. And I sent it faster than what I was able to copy. And a guy come back to me from New Zealand, and we started talking. I just absolutely could not stay up with it. And man, he chewed my ears off that I shouldn't send CQ at a speed that I wasn't able to receive. That's the only one I ever had, you know. But he was absolutely correct. I shouldn't have. And you can always send it faster than you can receive it. It just, that's the characteristic of it. But it's really enjoyable once you get to where you can have a conversation on it, most of all. Just, you know, even a 599 and, you know, your RSD's 599 and going back to DX station, you know, or sending a 73 to him or something, that don't amount to anything. And you can do that in a matter of seconds. But it counts. But really, when you can have a conversation, you'll really feel rewarded. This is Zero TR.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And the only reason I considered it was because I was just spinning the dial. It was down there on 40 meters. And when I heard him, of course, I recognize CQ now, like it's a word. And I was able to read his call just listening to it first time. I was like, oh, and I knew exactly what it was. So I was like, man, I really want to talk to him, but I know I'm going to get into something and I won't do well. Or anyway, I just wasn't ready. So one of these days I'm going to bite the bullet.
I'm just sitting there eating an apple turnover. Bernice brought me down and it's warmed up. Boy, it's good. Yeah, you'll do fine. It's Zero TR. But I haven't done big, long conversations like that in quite a while. I used to do quite a bit. But we're just kind of sitting here chilling out tonight. Bernice is sitting over there and said to tell you hi. She's hacking. And we both had colds for, oh my, probably 10 days now. I'm taking antibiotics. But I think they're starting to wane. I hope so. But it's just a little bit too cold for us to get out in the yard. We got some things to do out there. We had a tree cut down out front, and they put the mulch back in the hole where they cut the stump out. But we've been putting it off. I did go out and blow out some leaves today with a leaf blower while checking the chickens. But that's about it. So we've been hovering around the house a lot. But at any rate, I was going to tell you, that old boy from Georgia, he was just tickled to death. He said, you can't get many guys to have a conversation on 160, so jump in there the next time. And most of the time, people were 2RS. They'll slow down. But this guy, Shane, flew for Delta for 37 years, so he can afford the toys, I think.
I think I've told you I've got my sister flies for JetBlue, and she kind of let me know offhandedly, you know, what she makes now. She took her a long time to get there because she did it the hard way. She started out as a flight attendant and started flying private, would fly anything she could get her hands on, and worked her way up, and they hired her on eventually, and now she's a captain for JetBlue. And she's proud, you know, I'm happy for her, I'm proud of her, but yeah, that would be a nice income.
When my nephew first went to work for American, and I think it was in 91 because he was in the Air National Guard up at St. Joseph, Missouri, and they called him to Iraq. He wasn't too proud of that because he just bought him a new sports car and only been working for him for 3 months and had to go fly the C-130 over there. But at any rate, it worked out all right. But he told me the captain's pay for 747 back then was better than $200,000 a year. So imagine it's a little higher than that now.
It's north of that already. So anyway, I'm happy for her. Listen, Tom, good to talk on all the nice baked goods that she keeps bringing over. I get a little jealous. I wish there was some of that scratch and sniff on the radio or something that I could enjoy some of that. Anyway, you have a good evening. I'm back in Greenville. Got to pull in the building here. Good to talk to you, and you guys have a good evening. N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. Yeah, thanks for coming back. I enjoyed it very much. The pleasure's all mine, sir. And you have a safe night out there. Holler anytime. N4ZLK, N0TR73, Shane.